So here's a good indicator of relationships. How many times do you say "I love you" to your partner? How many times do you have a kind act, an act of generosity toward your partner? What are some other relationship cues? Like, obviously, this, you know, I'm not a relationship expert, but like, how do you determine what a successful relationship looks like? Whatever your answer to that is, you would have milestones that are intended to move people through that. Like, think about like the habits of developing a good relationship, right? That's what you want to focus on, is like, what are the milestones that are going to move people towards developing stronger and stronger relationships? You guys are amazing. Thank you. I see a lot of questions about the Telegram thing. Okay, I apologize if I've given you a squirrel. Don't worry about that yet. You know, we can always get you into that group. If you go, I'll recap where you can find all that stuff afterwards. Jenny says, this is so helpful. Thank you for that. You guys are awesome. Love languages. Yeah, Lynette just pointed out that's a great book, and maybe, there's some indicators there of like, different people's love languages. But at the end of the day, like, whatever, if you're the relationship expert, I'm going to throw it back to you and I'm going to say, okay, what are the indicators for you of a healthy relationship? What does that look like? Perhaps one is communication. Okay, well, what does good communication versus bad communication look like, right? And so this is where it forces you and I to break down what it is that we teach into a process that we can begin tracking. And I'm just sharing this with you right here, right now, is that this is going to be sometimes challenging work. Sometimes for some markets, it's super easy. Other times it's a little more challenging. But this is the heart and soul that will drive your membership. Now, I'm not saying that you can't launch a membership without this. That's absolutely not. You can absolutely launch a membership without this. But what I am saying to you is that your membership will have far more success with this. And so, again, quick recap. The four elements of a success path. Number one, stages. Number two, the characteristics of somebody at each stage. Number three, milestones. And number four, action items. Okay. Now, here's what I want to talk to you about. Is how to use the success path. Okay, so number one, you're going to use the marketing in your, or you're going to use the success path in your marketing, because what you want to focus on in your messaging is focus on progress. And what I mean by that is that in your marketing, you want to constantly bounce between and contrast where they are now and where they want to be. Where they are now and where they want to be. You want to constantly bounce between those two things. But the only way you can have clarity around that is if you have a success path. This is why I was suggesting to you that you start with stages 1 and 5. Because now you can bounce back and forth between those two, right? And so, where are they now and where do they want to be? And when you contrast those two things, you create that gap that we were talking about. And that gap is going to drive people to want to continue to work with you to close the gap, right? So, for example, like if I were thinking about, our business, there are some people in the audience who maybe don't have a big following. But they do want recurring revenue, even if it's enough to, cover a mortgage payment, or even if it's enough to, cover the next family trip as an example, or whatever it might be. Like, it doesn't always have to be a mega success. Sometimes, many times, we just want a little bit of recurring revenue to give us a little bit of breathing room, right? So no recurring revenue right now, no audience. Recurring revenue, stability, breathing room. Another example of a segment in our market are people who already have established audiences, but they're not generating any recurring revenue in their business. So right now, like, it's they're chasing one-off sales. And what that means is, like, it's very stressful. If they don't do a promotion, they don't generate any revenue. And what they want, again, is a little bit of breathing room. They want to be able to not have to work so hard. They want to be able to not have to wake up and have to do another promotion just to be able to pay the bills. And then another market is people who already have established membership sites. So they've already got established membership sites, but it's plateaued. So they want growth. They want to be able to grow their memberships. And so and they're frustrated by the fact that they're trying all this stuff, but at the end of the day, it's not really growing, right? And so this is where you begin to contrast where they are now, where they want to be. Where they are now, where they want to be. And in marketing, it's super powerful because it creates the gap, and the gap is the thing that people want to close. Number two, way to use this. Is with your content. Now, I'm going to be a little bit cheeky here. In your marketing, you're focused on emphasizing that you help people close that gap and make progress in their lives. Guess what you're doing in your content? It's the exact same thing. You're focusing on helping people make progress. You obsess over it, my friends. Like, this is all you focus on. Your content, the only thing it's designed to do is to help people make progress. Do not fall into the trap of thinking that more is better. Because in all of my experience with this, what I can tell you is more is not better. In fact, more creates more pressure on you, and it creates more overwhelm for your people, and they actually make less progress. So when it comes to designing your content, your natural tendency is going to be that you want to provide everything that you know about your subject matter all up front. You want to give it to them. You just want to give it to them. And I'm telling you, they can't learn it all in such a short period of time. So take a deep breath. And remember that this is about baby steps. This is about helping people make progress. This is about making it manageable so that people can not only learn what to do, but they can implement it. It's that balance between learning and doing. Learning and doing. If there's no time for doing, people are not going to make progress along that success path. So when we're designing our content, the success path helps us get clarity around what kind of content we should be focusing on. If we know that more of our people are focused on the earlier stages down here, that's where the majority of our people are. Let's say they're in the earlier stages. Guess where we should put an emphasis in terms of the content that we're creating for our members? Yeah, it should be content that's more focused on the beginning stages. But the challenge is that if you try to balance all of your content out and try to give them everything, you're going to overwhelm people. Because people are in the early stages. If they start seeing these advanced lessons, they're going to be like, what? What? They're going to get confused and they're going to feel overwhelmed. Now, likewise, if you discover that the majority of your people are in the later stages and you're only providing content that is focused in the beginning stages, guess what's going to happen for them? They're going to be like, oh, well, this sucks. This is like way too basic for me. Like, I'm out of here. So this is why it's really important within your membership that we have this success path and that we're constantly getting a pulse of where people are in that journey. Because what I will tell you is that over time, people are going to progress in different ways. So in the beginning, yes, people may be in the earlier stages, but over time, you might find out that your members are making progress as a whole, and the average person is actually further along the success path than you may have thought. And so this is why I'm sharing with you, and you've probably heard me say many times, that your success or your membership is going to change all the time. And the reason it's changing is because you're adapting based on where your members are in their journey. Okay? So your content is always going to be evolving around your people and where they are in their journey. The third way that you want to use this is for retention purposes. Now, retention is just a fancy word for the percentage of people that stay month after month after month after month. High retention equals good, meaning that if you have a lot of people who continue to stay month after month after month, that's a good high retention. And that means a lot more profitability for you. Now, what drives retention? Focus on progress. Focus on helping people make progress, and then celebrating that progress. So there are all kinds of retention strategies, and we'll kind of unpack a few more certainly when we get to the next training on Thursday, because we're going to zoom up and we're going to talk about, you know, certainly marketing, we're going to talk about content again, we're going to talk about retention. So we're going to give, like, we're going to zoom up and talk about the, you know, all the components that go into a successful membership. But what I will tell you is that, like, inside of a membership site, if people are making progress, they will stay. Like, I've never, ever heard of somebody canceling a membership site because they're experiencing too much success. Like, that doesn't happen, right? Like, I've never heard of anybody saying, you know what, I'm just experiencing way too much success because of what I'm learning in here, so I'm out of here. People don't say that. So, as long as people are making progress, they will stay. And so what we want to do is we want to remind people of the progress that they're making. And this is why that success path is so vital and important. Because if you've got that success path, well, now we have a measuring stick of progress. We can see where people came in and what level they were at, and we can see the progress that they've made. For example, shout out to all my Peloton riders. I just completed a few weeks ago my 100th ride. And so it was fun for me because I looked back at my output when I began riding and what my output is now. And so it was fun. And the reason I'm going to my journal is because I recently did a podcast episode on this. And so I was looking at my progress number. By the way, write this down. This is homework. This is homework for you tonight. Okay? I'm going to put this on the iPad. This is homework. Oops, hang on. Homework is to subscribe and listen to Marketing Your Business, episode 165. Okay, so I expand on this, and we talk about this in episode number 165 of the Marketing Your Business podcast. But the reason I'm sharing it with you is because I wrote down my Peloton numbers for that episode when I was recording it. And what's amazing is that essentially the Peloton measures output. It's a combination of, like, it's essentially your power, like, you know, how much power you generated during a ride. And so, you know, for a 20-minute ride, it's going to be different than a 30-minute ride, which is going to be different from a 45-minute ride. But here's the interesting part. I completed my 100th ride and I took a look back. And I looked back at what my numbers were when I started and where they are now. And for a 20-minute ride, when I began, my output was 177. And after I completed my 100th ride, my output for a same 20-minute ride was 302. 177, 302. For a 30-minute ride, it was 312, and now it's 426. And for a 45-minute ride, it was 531, and now it's 637. And so I share that because when I'm looking back on that, what is that? That's progress. And that's what lights me up. That's what motivates me. That's what gets me excited to get back on that bike again. Because what I know is like, oh my gosh, like from when I started to my 100th ride, look at the progress that I've made. Can you imagine what my progress is going to be from my 100th ride to my 200th ride? And it's because they have a measuring stick of success. And you, my friend, need a measuring stick of success in your membership. And that's exactly what the success path is all about. So, number one, you want to use the success path in your marketing, because the success path helps people identify where they are and where they could be, and it creates the gap. The gap is naturally what people want to close. They want to close the gap in their lives. And the best way to do that is, again, by joining you in your membership to be on that journey, to give them the clarity of how to close that gap easier and faster. So it works as an amazing tool to drive your marketing. Number two, it works as a powerful tool to structure your content. So again, we're not creating content for, you know, all that's all random and all over the place. What we're doing is we're creating content that's going to be help people make progress. Boil it down, simplify it for people. And when you do that, it eliminates the noise, it creates focus, and people are going to implement it far faster and get results and make progress far faster than ever before. Lastly, you want to use it for retention purposes. Remind people of the progress that they are making. Celebrate their progress, even if it's the tiny wins. The tiny wins are just as important as the big wins. Like, this is why we took a moment to acknowledge all of those people, like the Kendra, Laura Lee, Stephanie, Jessica, Misty, Ann Lily, Marcia, Shay, Carrie, Jessica, Felton, Stephanie, Jasmine, Carol, Kathy, Angela, Brandy, Pan, John, Matt, Alice, Nina, Rick, Mary, Doreen, Kathleen, Lizzie, Danielle, Laura, Pam, Jill, Christy. There's a reason we took a moment to celebrate you, and I just did it again because that founding member launch is a huge milestone. Huge milestone. Huge. And so I'm sharing that with you because when you celebrate those milestones, now what that does is it creates momentum for people. Now in the beginning, in the earlier stages, people need more little wins to create that momentum. Because in the beginning, when everything's new, it's daunting, it's overwhelming. But those little wins keep them moving forward, right? It's like when you see that you're making a little bit of progress, you're like, yes! And then over time, what happens is like people, that momentum carries forward. And it carries them through the even more difficult challenges of implementing some of the harder components that you're probably teaching people. They can do more advanced things. They're willing to spend more time with it. And so this is why people make a lot more progress. So celebrate the progress that people are making. Okay, my friends, let me check in with you. Let me know in the comments. Give me a TH for thumbs up. I'm going to grab a quick drink. And I want to remind you to be sure to hang around because we got that secret segment coming up. Jessica said, I'm just shy of 300 people. Girl, that is amazing. That is amazing. Congratulations. You guys are amazing. Look at all the thumbs up. Thank you so much for that. I saw a thumbs up, Stu. You guys are incredible. Look at you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody, I just saw a thumbs up. Love it. That's you guys are incredible. Thank you so much for participating and engaging. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you, you guys are amazing. I want you to write in the comments, what is your number one takeaway from today? So I'm going to recap it, and once we finish recap, I want you to type in your number one takeaway. So I'm going to scroll back up to the top of the notes, and we're going to talk about the four reasons why. We talked about the four reasons why people really buy. Number one is that they want more from you, right? This is a situation where when people find somebody that they love to learn from, and I love all the messages coming through. Focus on the progress. People want direction. Focus on the progress. Yes. Measuring stick. Yes. Success path. Yes. Bite size. Yes. Create the success path. Yes. Defining my measuring stick. Yes. This is lighting me up right now, because this is so important for a membership. Now, I have something I know, because for some people who are creating maybe the e-commerce memberships, you might be thinking, well, how does a success path relate to me? I'm going to get to you here in just a second. Okay, number two is we talk about that people want less, right? They don't just want a whole bunch of random information. They want the right information. Then we talked about that people want convenience and speed. And so again, this is really important, because if you can provide that convenience and speed, people are willing to pay for it, and they're willing to pay for it on a regular, consistent basis. My wife and I have belonged to so many memberships that provide convenience. I've mentioned before, like the organic fruits and veggies. We've been subscribed to that for more than 5 years. 5 years. Every single month we pay to have somebody essentially deliver us a box of organic fruits and veggies. We could go to the grocery store, we could go to the farmer's market, but it's way more convenient to have it delivered straight to our door. And we're willing to pay for it. And lastly, people want direction. Can't emphasize that enough. This is like a big one for any of us who are teaching people how to overcome an ongoing problem, or teaching people how to learn a new skill. Giving them the direction of what to focus on, giving them the gift of clarity, it is a game changer for people. Because what it does is it relieves them of the pressure of having to learn all the things. They don't need to learn all the things. They just need to learn the few things that are most relevant to them right now. Then we talked about the number one tool for memberships, which is the success path. We talked about how it starts with where they are, and then on the other side, it's where they want to be. And to go from where they are to where they want to be, it's a journey. It's a process. People don't just jump. They don't go from a white belt to a black belt. They don't go from not knowing how to play the guitar to being the next Eric Clapton, not knowing how to paint to being the next Picasso. They don't do that instantly. There's a process, a journey. And that's what we want to clearly outline for people. And that really boils down to four things. Number one is stages. Number two, we want to outline the characteristics of somebody at each stage. So what are they thinking? What are they feeling? And what are they doing? Then we want to make note of like the milestones, meaning like how do we know if somebody's making progress? What are the milestones that they've achieved, that they've accomplished, that indicate to us that they are moving along that success path? Number four, what are the action items? What do we want them to do as they are looking to make progress against that success path? Then we talked about how to use the success path. Number one, in your marketing. When you are selling your membership, it is all about focused on helping them make progress. It's about helping them get clear on where they are, helping them get clear on where they could be, and creating that gap. People want to close the gap. The fastest and easiest way for them to close the gap is to work with you in your membership. Number two, we focused on using it in your content to drive what it is that you teach based around where people are in that journey. And number three, we talked about using it for retention, keeping people happy boils down to helping them make progress. If they're making progress, they will stay. So the goal for you and I is to remind them of the progress that they're making, is to celebrate the progress that they're making. because that creates momentum for them to continue along that path. So we talked about homework to subscribe and listen to the Marketing Your Business podcast, episode number 165. I talked about progress over stuff. And it's really, really important just to hammer this home, because people are not buying stuff. They're not buying information. They're not joining your membership because they want access to a whole bunch of information. The reason behind them wanting that information is because they think and feel that it's going to help them make progress in some area of their life easier or faster. So instead, just focus on that. Just focus on the progress. This is why we obsess over it in our company. And this is why every year it gets better and better and better in terms of what we provide and helps people make more and more progress faster and easier than ever before, because we obsess over this. And you should too. Okay. So let me just check my notes. I'm going to, so I see a lot of the takeaways. Thank you. John says, help people make progress. Yes. Michael said, progress is key and retention. Yes. Pam says, help people make progress, simplify, focus, results. Yes. Michelle says, my key takeaway is mind the gap. Yes. You guys are amazing. This, okay. So somebody, Donna just said, where is the podcast? Just wherever you listen to podcasts, Donna, you know, if it's on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever it is, just go to iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search Marketing Your Business, and then subscribe, and then go listen to episode number 165. So Teresa said the four reasons why people buy. Yes, wrapping your head around that will change the way in which you think about your membership, right? People want direction. Yes, you guys are awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so a couple things I want to remind you of. Number one is that we're still just getting started. You know that, right? Like on Thursday, we have our third training, and it's going to build on what we've talked about here. Because on Thursday, we're going to map out the five key areas of a membership, starting with your foundation strategy, your content strategy, your marketing strategy, your retention strategy, and your growth strategy. And most importantly is I'm going to show you how those five key areas work with each other to really drive the growth of your membership. I'm going to give you this unbelievable resource. It's a mind map that is breaks everything that we're going to talk about on Thursday down into a very visual way. You're going to love it. People have used this to launch their membership. So please, please, please make sure you got on your calendar Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in and join us. Also, tomorrow I will be doing another live Q&A. So if you've got questions about how does the success path and relate to my market, and how would I adapt this, or you know, what about, like somebody asked earlier, like what about for relationships? How does that work for if I'm in a market for relationships? Get all of those questions down and go to tribequestions.com. I think I outlined it here, way up here. Tribequestions.com. Let me just highlight it for you. Tribequestions.com. Go to tribequestions.com. It'll redirect you to where you can submit those questions. And our team is going to compile those questions for tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be answering those in the Facebook. Also, in the Facebook group. Okay, some people were asking about Telegram. Okay, so essentially wherever you get your apps, whether it's, you know, open, take out your phone. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take out your phone and I want you to go to wherever you get your, you know, apps. Okay, wherever you get your apps. Okay, then I want you to type in there Telegram. Here, I'm going to map it out for you on here. Hang on. So step one, go download Telegram. So wherever you get apps for your phone, go to that place, that app store, and search for the app Telegram. Okay? Step number two is then I want you to join our secret channel. The way you do that is go to my secret channel .com. And when you go there, it's going to redirect you to a Telegram page, and there's going to be a big green button that says join channel. Click that, and you'll be taken right into our group, okay? So the reason is because I do follow-ups, you know, based on, you know, the interaction, the comments, when I'm going through and I'm reading this afterwards, all kinds of things start to, you know, come to me in terms of ways that I can continue to help and support. I'm also doing polls in there to get a pulse of like where you're at so I can adapt and help you in the moment. And so that is really, really powerful. And every single day I'm in there answering and following up on different things. So number one, go download Telegram wherever you download apps on your phone. Go download it on your phone. Number two, go to mysecretchannel.com and you'll be able to quickly join there. Okay, next thing is that I want to remind you, don't go anywhere because you're live. We have a secret segment coming up. And so I'm going to talk to you about that here in just a minute. But with that, I just want to thank you for your engagement. I want to thank you for your participation. I want to thank you for showing up. I want to thank you for your commitment to this process, because here's what I can tell you. I have never believed in memberships more than I do right now. I believe in it because I see it every single day in terms of the impact that it's having on businesses all around the world in all kinds of different markets. And so nothing lights me up than seeing how so many of you are already making progress with your memberships based on what you're learning in the free training. And so that lights me up. And so I'm just telling you that the reason that lights me up is because I know what that's going to make possible. I know how this momentum continues to compound and how it can completely change your business and your life. No matter if you have a product-based business, a service-based business, a knowledge-based business, or a community-based business, I'm telling you, a membership can absolutely fit and make it a smashing success by creating that stability of recurring revenue coming in month after month from just taking care of people and supporting people and loving on people. So with that, make sure if you've got questions, go to tribequestions.com. Make sure you enter them within the next 24 hours because I'm going to be answering questions live tomorrow. And so tune in for that. Also, if you haven't gone and seen that you can search through the past videos, make sure you do that. This video, this training will be completely searchable. So if there are key things that I have said or stories that I have shared that you want to come back to, you literally will just type in the keywords and it'll bring you to the moment in the video. So when you click on the play, on the player, you'll notice that there's a little search icon up at the top. When you click that, you can type in whatever you want and it'll search through the whole video and bring you to the moment in the video. So make use of that. And then join me tomorrow. And then of course on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be going into the blueprint. So hang tight. I'll see you soon.
A membership site enables us to provide that next tier of service on a monthly basis.
It really gives us
the flexibility to do it from anywhere.
Having a membership model gives you a framework, almost like a safety net.
It's made me just sleep better at night because I don't have to worry that if I don't have a launch this month, that I'm not going to be able to make the bills this month, and the membership has alleviated that for me.
The thing I love about membership sites is it allows you to make deep connections with people.
I have met the most incredible people from so many industries, from people running membership sites, creating jewelry,
real estate investing, dog agility trainers. I met a karma doctor. I didn't know it existed.
One woman has a membership site on corsets, which was the coolest thing.
Stu has created a community of people that care about communities and distilled it down to an easy to follow formula that, you know, 10x's your results.
I went through the Tribe course. I took action on it and I have a successful membership site because of it. But being here and learning from him in person and feeling his love and his support cemented that I knew I was in the right place.
It's obvious to everyone that's here, his heart, his soul is in his family and then in the impact he's making in the world through his business.
people that attend Tribe have in common is they are passionate about what they do. They are trying to bring value to as many people as possible. They care about their family and their loved ones.
What is your gift for the world? Because you have an obligation to share that gift. Tribe helped me learn what that gift is.
It's about taking your message way bigger so that you can impact more people.
I feel that overall it's helped me run my business more the way I want to, and it's also helped me in how I want to help people.
It gives us the freedom and helps us to give value to people and to change lives.
It's really cool to see people building businesses when they didn't have any business before, or moms having spare income that they never had before. All a result of Tribe.